Democrats single-handedly designed and built what amounts to a halfway house for socialized medicine. And it's now on fire. It's burning down as per the design. He said from the beginning, Rush said, that Obamacare was designed to fail. From its opening, it was designed to fail Obama, and he, Rush quoted this, in a 2007 speech 2 years before it was enacted, to the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, told them essentially, if they take 10 to 15 years to get there, we have to condition the American people along the way. And that is exactly, now if you calculate 2009 when it was enacted, 15 years to get there where the Obamacare would crash and burn and the American people would demand supposedly socialized medicine. That's where we are. We are now 15 years from that point when Obama actually predicted that this is, he agreed with them, we need to get to single payer, but the American people won't accept it overnight. And so this was the method from the beginning, and Rush pointed it out. He also was on top of Jonathan Gruber's admission, I don't know if you remember this, he was one of the architects of Obamacare, and Rush reported at the time that after it was enacted, Jonathan Gruber said that this was only happened because of the relative ignorance of the American people. That's what Gruber called it. He said that he admitted the objective was to attempt it and to try it, but have it fail and have the clamor for the American people being for single payer. So thank you, Rush Limbaugh, for explaining to us all. That's why we all knew, as Rush Limbaugh listeners, that this was never going to succeed, and it has gone down the tubes exactly how Rush predicted. And here we are again, yet again, having to subsidize, you know, because it's unaffordable, despite its name of the Affordable Health Care Act. It is unaffordable. It was always unaffordable. It is, you know, unsustainable, as Rush said many times. He also said, who were the supposed, it's a quote, who were the supposed beneficiaries? The poor, the downtrodden, the sick. But that's not who benefited. Who benefited was the insurance companies. The federal government was subsidizing, making sure the insurance companies earned a profit. Politics is in everything. There's corruption in everything. And these insurance companies grew to love Obama and the Democrat Party. Hello. This is where we are right here, predicted by Rush Limbaugh over and over and over again. And so this is one of the things where all of us in the MAG movement know, we see what we're seeing. We know what we're looking at. We know what the purpose of it, and that this was always a political battering ram by the Democrat Party. And here they are using it again to refuse to open the government.
And that analysis, everything, you sent us a soundbite, and is this a good time to play that soundbite?
Yeah.
Okay, everything that Obama said about Obamacare, everything he said has turned out to be what? A lie.
It will actually reduce the deficit by $4 trillion over the long term. Reducing the waste and inefficiency in Medicare and Medicaid will pay for most of this plan. It will slow the growth of healthcare costs for our families, our businesses, and our government. There will be a provision in this plan that requires us to come forward with more spending cuts if the savings we promise don't materialize.
Every single thing they said to ram this through, and I want to remind people one more time, 2009. This was the season in 2009, we were all debating it, and it was on fire. Until when? Until December. What happened in December? People turned their attention away from politics and did what? Went out and bought Christmas presents, started putting up the Christmas lights and figuring out the Christmas plans. Government wasn't on strike, so they felt they could go travel someplace and visit their loved ones. Democrats stayed in Washington, D.C., which they rarely do. It was Christmas Eve. Everybody sitting around celebrating Christmas or being wrapping gifts, doing whatever. What were Democrats doing? Democrats were shoving Obamacare down the American people's throats. that came up with the bill. Remember Nancy Pelosi's famous quote. They didn't give people time to read the bill. She said, you have to pass it and then then figure out what's in it. That's what she said. Pass it and then figure out what's in it. They passed this plan on Christmas Eve with not one Republican vote. Democrats passed the extension that raised these subsidies, that now you have people that can afford to do their own health care being subsidized by the government. And now that they passed those during COVID, they use that as an excuse to pump more money into Obamacare. And now that they put a sunset on it, they're going to end in 2025. And now that they've ended, Democrats want to go on strike, shut down the government, do all this harm to America under the claim that they are hurting people if Obamacare premiums go up. They're the ones that call for them to end.
Yeah.
Brilliant. This is all a 100% scam on the American people.
Absolutely, James. And as Rush pointed out, the Obama administration blew up the stellar American health care system. And the lie was this: it was because of 10 to 12 million uninsured. And that is why they had to redo the whole health care system. And so here we are again. We are shutting down the government. The Democrat Party is holding us all hostage. And do you know, I found this out, I was stunned, from the Cato Institute, that only 7% of Americans use Obamacare. I couldn't believe it when I read that. I had this impression that this was widespread. This was everybody. These subsidies were going to be necessary for the American people not to be hungry and thirsty. And it is 7% of Americans. And so once again, for a very small number of people, relatively, they are blowing up the entire political system, and as they had done to blow up the entire healthcare system. So this is what their process is. 100% political. It is for power, raw power. There is nothing about the Democrats that cares one whit about the ordinary person, his health, his well-being,